Okay, this is Chris Birkin, Estates Gazette Northern correspondent, and I'm joined today by Pat Ritchie, Chief Executive of Newcastle City Council, who's going to be talking to us about the prospects for development and investment in the city. Good morning, Pat. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Chris.
Now, the Council's been known to step in on schemes like Silverlink's Stevenson Quarter to convince investors projects can work in the past. Do you think there's still an inherent viability problem with big mixed-use development schemes in the North East?
I think it's fair to say that there are still viability issues depending on the nature of the scheme. In some sectors where there is particularly successful growth, then it becomes less of an issue. I mean, I think, for example, of the investments that have been made in the North Bank of the Tyne, particularly associated around the offshore sector, then that type of investment really does, supports a vibrant sector. In some parts of the city, when you're doing a bigger, larger mixed-use schemes, then we're finding that to create the confidence from the private sector, the local authority needs to invest alongside with a view to a return on investment. And that's certainly the case with the first phase of the investment in the Stevenson Quarter with Silverlink, where the council invested with Royal Bank and Aviva to create a scheme for the first phase there, with a view to then creating confidence to bring forward future phases of that development.
And is the council open to stepping in on future commercial developments?
Well, the council's focus on, in terms of growth, is very much around the delivery of our key accelerated development zone sites, which are part of the tax increment financing deal that we did as part of our city deal. Mm-hmm. So on sites like Stevenson Science Central, which is the former Newcastle Brewery site, and the potential retail development in East Pilgrim Street, the council can invest in infrastructure and property and can use its borrowing and its covenant to create the conditions for investment with a view to a long-term return through the ADZ arrangements, which allows us to keep 100% of the business rates upturn in those areas for a 25-year period. So that kind of innovative financial vehicle does allow us to be more flexible in how we look at investment across the city.
Okay. And what do you see as the major speed bumps stopping developers from getting going in the city, specifically on those 60s and 70s office blocks you mentioned?
Well, I think it's the cost of either clearance and conversion that affects viabilities, and often they're kind of not in quite the right position. And I think our role as a council is to work with developers and to work with agents to demonstrate the kind of clear strategy that we have for different sites across the city, with Science Central particularly focused on science and innovation and the partnership with the university, and Stevenson Quarter more linked to mixed development, both housing and commercial and a hotel development, and the first phase with housing and later phases, and that's all linked to significant investment in Central Station, where Stevenson Quarter is next to. And then, the kind of East Pilgrim Street development, which is longer term, is likely to be some retail, some office and some housing. But I think the challenge for us is to really develop with landowners a clear strategy for that part of the city and to work with developers and agents around that. And one of my roles has been to engage with the development sector. So I've had a number of discussions and meetings to really understand the view of agents in the city and the view of investors, and to promote the city as somewhere where it's good to invest, because we have a clear strategy and we have a council who is open to investment and open to developing innovative joint ways of bringing investment into the city.
And how do you find the attitude when taking the temperature amongst agents and developers in terms of Newcastle as a competitor to other regional centres like Leeds, Manchester and Edinburgh?
Well, the sort of view that I've had from a number of agents has been that the deals that we've done on particularly the Stevenson Quarter deal and the work that we've been doing there with Silverlink has created quite a bit of attention from investors, and that the thing we need to really do is get the story of the aspirations and the kind of way in which the city wants to work with investors out there into the investment market. And kind of get us up alongside Edinburgh, Leeds and Manchester. And the general view is that if we do, you know, maybe a couple of other, which we're looking at, joint investments along the lines that we've done in Stevenson, that alongside a clear forward strategy with the focus on returns through the ADZ begins to get us into the right place. We've also... in terms of housing development, just formally launched the final stage of consultation on our development plan, which we're doing jointly with Gateshead, and that will be formally submitted to the Secretary of State early next year, and that creates a strong supply of brownfield and greenfield land across the city to get the right housing offer to also support growth, commercial growth within the city.
Okay, Pat Ritchie, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.